This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 24th, 2026. Ahead of the official municipal campaign period, community builder, housing advocate, and mayoral candidate David Alton has started hosting a series of community town halls, which will focus on how to ensure that all residents share the same rights to live their lives and to be integrated in efforts to, quote, build a joyful city, unquote. The first event, which took place in June, was The Right to Belong, with the second in the series, The Right to Housing, happening Saturday, July 25th at the Chandler Mowat Community Center in Kitchener. The other events will take place once per month in the lead-up to the October election. Other topics include the right to mobility, the rights of land and water, and the right to collective action. According to government data, including the point-in-time count, nearly 2,400 people were experiencing homelessness in Waterloo Region in 2024, with about 78% of those folks experiencing chronic homelessness. Provincially, the rate of homelessness increased by 25% between 2020 and 2024, and across the country, according to the federal government, quote, over the past 5 years, the total population experiencing homelessness on a single night has increased by 59%. The total number of homeless folks on any given night in Canada is now over 65,000. Candidate Alton, who was a recipient of the Region of Waterloo's Community Educator Award in Housing, told CKMS News that, quote, I see this campaign as a public education opportunity, unquote, and that each town hall will lead to calls of action, and it is David's intent to, quote, spread these calls to action and these platforms that are community built to every candidate to try to get them as far as possible, unquote. Responding to the effects of the intersecting housing, environmental, and economic inequality crises, Alton added, quote, I want our city to be as adaptable as possible to whatever crisis that comes its way, unquote. This show features an interview with David Alton.
My name is David Alton, and I am a candidate for the mayor of Kitchener. And if you want to know a bit about my resume, I am an urban planner and community facilitator. I spend my time helping governments and community organizers bridge through complex conversations, especially right now in the housing crisis and the homelessness crisis. Currently, my role is at the Social Development Center. That's where I have access to all these amazing advocates and players throughout the system who are trying their best to make it a better place.
I then asked Alton about the town hall series and what they hope to accomplish with the events.
So when I was contemplating running for office, something that I really wanted to do was have this be an opportunity to really amplify community voices. I come from a history of grassroots organizing. I was one of the founders of Ground Up Waterloo Region. And so the amplifying our fellow grassroots organizers' calls to action was really important. I now work with folks with lived experiences of homelessness, and so amplifying their voices is all really important. And so I wanted to have great opportunities throughout the campaign that really center their voices and help bring those to the people who most need to hear them. I was also very interested in this idea of like that this campaign is not about one person, it is about a bunch of candidates, right? And so that amplifying these calls to actions is not just about trying to center myself as a candidate, but is also trying to encourage all these other candidates and build pressure on all these other candidates to really listen to these calls to actions coming from community. So that's where the town hall series started. One of my competitor, Wajma Farogh, and I, we were the ones talking about it, and because she's a human rights lawyer and I'm a human rights advocate locally, we started brainstorming about all these different rights. Originally, we had even more town halls, but we started realizing the scope of that narrowing down would be helpful. And so we landed on these five, and I'm taking the lead on trying to do all the organizing for them. So we did a Right to Belong town hall, which was focusing on things like community, culture, safety, art. That happened in June. Next Saturday, July 25th, will be the Right to Housing Town Hall at Chandler Mowat Community Center, where we are going to be talking about the housing crisis. I'm bringing as many local experts and people who have on-the-ground experience together to really help people understand this housing crisis we're in. And then moving forward, August will be the Right to Mobility, talking about how people can move through the city in accessible ways. September will be the rights of land and water. Look around us. Our environment is in crisis. We have a water crisis. We have an air quality crisis. So, wanting to really try and amplify those calls to action. And then in October, we're talking about the right to collective action. And this is really focusing on our labor rights, our education rights, and our democratic rights. The province is meddling hard. They're moving in very undemocratic ways. And I think it's time we get together and really think about what does it mean for us locally to best empower people trying to make change in this context of provincial overstepping.
Did you say in there another candidate is doing the town halls with you?
Well, they helped me in the brainstorming. So Wajma for Oak, they're my competitor, but we have shared interest in human rights, and so they helped in the ideation. Like, we were working together to brainstorm some of these ideas. And we every time the town hall finishes, I invite every candidate who has signed up to come to the town halls, and the platform that is created by the people at these town halls, I send it to every candidate. And really trying to spread these calls to actions and these platforms that are community built to every candidate to try and get them as far as possible.
Now, you are running for mayor. How will you use what is discussed at the town halls in your campaign, and how will such ideas direct you if you are elected?
I see myself in this campaign as a public education opportunity, not to toot my own horn, but I am the recipient of the region's Community Educator Award in housing. And so that's a big priority of mine. So I'm trying to find ways to create summaries and content in accessible ways to help people understand why all these calls to action matter and where they came from. The way I'm framing it is, like, these are all things I'm committing my vote to. For them to actually pass, like, one person does not rule the city, right? And so for these things to come to fruition, it is us as a community having to come together and make this possible, which is why I think the public education is so important. And it's why I'm really putting pressure on my fellow candidates to really consider these ideas, because otherwise it's just my vote, right? And I'm only one person running, and I don't want to be engaging in these undemocratic practices. So I want to instead be trying to educate people, uplift people, and spread the word as far as possible to make these ideas go ahead.
What was the reception for your first event, the Right to Belong Town Hall?
The Right to Belong Town Hall was a really great time. We came together with a group of grassroots organizers and lived experts at Victoria Hills Community Center. We did some canvassing in the neighborhood to hear about their needs. There was big concerns about the inequity of resourcing between neighborhoods and between, like, the high-income neighborhoods and low-income neighborhoods. And all that kind of resulted in a list of 15 calls to action. Those can be found on my website, davidalton.org. And they cover calls to actions around, for example, addressing inequities and geographic inequities in our programming to, arts and culture strategies and public dance programming. So, like, belonging is a really complex thing. It's a wonderful word, but it brings together a lot, because to belong means to be able to be treated with dignity and safety, which many people in a community are not. But it also means being able to have access to the tools of meaning making. And the biggest theme that came out of that meeting was that people really wanted to be able to access their fundamental rights and meaning making tools free of monetization. And I think that's where governments have a huge responsibility and platform to be looking at how do we make as much of these spaces and fundamental services as accessible as possible.
The next event is the Right to Housing Town Hall, being held Saturday the 25th at the Chandler Mowat Community Center. Can you talk about that? And why are you focusing on housing so deep? And I mean, your activism or your advocacy has focused on housing. Why is that? And what are the challenges right now that you're hoping we can address as a community?
I think everyone can look at their own kind of personal banking and see how housing is becoming increasingly a stressor and a driving factor in the affordability crisis, right? And in my work, I'm seeing the rates of housing precarity stretch throughout the housing system. So we're now seeing people who are owners, who own their own house, experience housing precarity. And we're seeing people go from ownership all the way to homelessness, right? We've been going through many waves of evictions, and right now the biggest wave is above guideline rent increases. Like, this inaffordability of housing puts so much pressure on people. People will spend 90, 100% of their income on their housing to keep themselves sheltered because it's that fundamentally important to people. Because of the way our housing system is, there's a lot of precarity and there is a lot of exploitation that is happening. We need governments to step in and do something about it. So I know this is something that's hitting many people's, it's one of their biggest stressors right now. It's one of the biggest blocks to people's nervous systems being settled and healed. It's just how stressful trying to keep housing is and how traumatizing being displaced is. I myself was evicted last year. It was so traumatizing. Like, so I, this is what kind of brings my passion to this. And I've been blessed in this role that I'm so connected to such a wonderful network of researchers and thinkers and advocates and on the ground people. And so I'm really hoping to use this town hall as an opportunity to help people really understand the housing crisis and its solutions in a far more nuanced way than we are getting in kind of our online ecosystem.
So you're stepping in, you're going to be running for mayor. What do you see as the biggest challenges across our community? And you've talked about a bit how we address them, but take a crack at that too.
I do think when it comes to people's material needs, the housing crisis is definitely causing tremendous stress on people in our community. I also think that we are entering some pretty uncertain times in terms of both the growing climate crisis and this economic crises around us, and which makes, I think, the role of municipal government to help people survive and best mitigate and adapt to this very volatile context is very important. And that's why I'm very interested in like public services like public transit, as well as public spaces and shelters from the elements, because I want our city to be as adaptable as possible to whatever crisis is coming its way. And I do think like one of the things that I'm noticing a lot in this campaign is just that people are feeling really alienated. There's a lot of loneliness, a lot of frustration and cynicism because people have spent decades watching government not prioritize their needs. And I think that really shows last election, barely 20% of eligible voters voted, right? Like, so we have a huge responsibility then as people who are trying to make government work to bring hope and belonging to people. And I think that is through prioritizing their needs and prioritizing local meaning making. You know, I think we have tremendous artists and entertainers and entrepreneurs in this community, and government has a huge a platform to help amplify those people so that everyone in this community feels like there's a place for them, and that they belong and matter. I call my campaign the Joyful Cities campaign because I want to live in a city where people feel valued by their government, where they feel like they matter and they are able to have the tools to survive and thrive. And so that's my goal.
In closing, David Alton added,
I think we are used to feeling disempowered. In my sense, people are more powerful than ever right now. So few people are voting, every vote then has extra weight. And so I encourage people to really lean into your power, really get educated on this campaign. I'm trying to have all these platforms published at davidalton.org, and there are other candidates out there doing the same. The more people you talk to, like you, people don't trust media, they trust their friends. They trust their family, they trust their network. So you and your relationship and your communities have actually a lot of weight in this election. And if you ever have any questions, I'm always happy to talk more. You can send me an email at joyfulcities@gmail.com.
you have been listening to an interview with Kitchener resident and mayoral candidate David Alton. CKMS News will be providing extensive coverage of the 2026 municipal election. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. www.ntr.ca.